Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio. This hour of the Mark Reardon Show is sponsored by Gamma Tree Experts. Your trees deserve the best care. Call Gamma Tree Experts. This is the Mark Reardon Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
Well, we have no Sue Thomas today. She took today off for some personal business. She was actually doing some philanthropic work here in the community, so we're very proud of Sue. Plus, I think she got to take it off without taking a vacation day and taking advantage of Odyssey policy. At the bottom of the hour, Max Raskin is going to join. I love this story from New Jersey where they have this governor's race. But they still have... This is unreal that this is in America. They have gas station socialism in New Jersey. Like, you're not allowed to pump your own gas, and it's the most bizarre thing. And both of the candidates, both the Republican and the Democrats, still are supporting that. But Max wrote about it, and he's going to join us. He wrote about it in the Free Press today. Steve Ellman is with us in the studio this afternoon. He is the current St. Charles County executive. We thought he was on his way out. He had decided to not run for re-election. You have changed your mind, Steve, as so often politicians do. How are you this afternoon?
I'm fine, Mark. You?
I'm doing okay. Really doing well, although I miss Sue.
Tell her I said hi when she gets back.
When we don't have the show that is complete, you know, we kind of miss one another, and I'm taking a couple of days off this week as well. This was, as I called this earlier, probably the worst-kept secret in all of Missouri politics that Steve Ellman was going to get back into this race. This has kind of been bubbling for a little while. Would you like to explain why you're running for re-election? And this would be an election that's going to take place a year from now, right?
Yeah, I guess it's a lot. The most important thing is it's a kind of a changed political landscape now compared to what it was 3 years ago when I thought, hey, this, enough is enough. And, you know, a lot of people talk about polls. The most important poll for me is the one we do every 10 years when they do the census.
Mm-hmm.
And the last census.
See the growth in St. Charles County?
The last census, the region grew 1.3%. St. Charles County grew 13%.
Yeah, that's amazing,
isn't it? So people are voting with their feet. Now, certainly I can't take credit for all that, but I've been working with our mayors, with our county council, with the business community in St. Charles County to make that an attractive place to raise your kids and to have a job. And, every year they update the numbers and we continue to grow. So I think that's very encouraging. And I'll kind of start there. But when I look 3 years ago, I had Biden in the White House. I had people in Jefferson City that were making it difficult for me to get anything done for the county up there. And most importantly, I had to go down to East-West Gateway and work on regional issues and fight with Tashara Jones and Megan Green.
Yeah, and God bless you just for surviving that, right?
It was not any fun, and it wasn't easy. And I usually ended up, I bet I lost 15 votes on a straight party line vote.
That many?
Okay. Yeah. I mean, yeah, there's a lot of really crazy stuff.
I'd wear
stuff
that as
going
a badge
on.
Of honor, Steve, personally.
I do. So anyway, now I got a man in the White House that's changing a lot of the rules when it comes to transportation, which is why we go down to East West Gateway. I've got a governor in Jeff City, who grew up in St. Louis. He knows our problems. He's going to work and try to fix some of the problems here in the region. I got two senators who are working to actually get things done. I got a good delegation in the House. And most importantly, I guess, is I also have a new mayor in the city of St. Louis. We're not going to agree on everything. But I think the two issues I care most about, which is law enforcement in the airport, I think she's somebody that will work with me, and we can actually move the ball down the field. I'm more optimistic about chances of doing things regionally now than I've been in the last 20 years.
Have you had, just because you brought up Mayor Spencer, have you had a chance recently? Because I can't even imagine, you know, she takes office and then boom, the tornado hits and it's been overwhelming. I have no criticism of Kara, because one of the things I like is that when we have national political issues that are out there, they're not blasting out news releases from City Hall. She's focusing, and we kind of knew she would be, on the city of St. Louis and not national politics.
Yes, I spoke with her several times during the election for her and afterwards, and it's a shame that she's had to concentrate on the tornado. But if I can tell a story, at the last East West Gateway meeting, you know, there's a Ryan McClure, who's with the Arch to Park project. He came down and talked to us about the fact that they want to put a bigger lid over I-70.
Really?
Like they already have.
I've not even heard that.
Yeah, well, it's out there.
But
it's
why?
I don't know. It's a good question. I've got a lot of questions about it. But the first question I had for him is, well, are you going to try to get federal money?
Right.
And he said, well, we haven't yet. But yeah, we're going to go and we're going to talk to our delegation in Washington. We're going to try to get more money for this. And I asked Sam Page, who was presiding, I said, Mr. Chairman, can I inquire the mayor? And she yielded for a question. And I said, Mayor, let me just ask you this. If we could go to Washington and get this park completely paid for with federal dollars, would you consider naming it the Donald J. Trump Park?
You asked that? You troublemaker, Steve Ellman. What was the reaction to that?
She didn't know me that well. And for a split second, she thought I was serious.
Yeah.
And of course, everybody else started laughing, and I started laughing. And I said, just think about it. You don't need to answer
that's pretty
right
good.
Now.
That is pretty good. But you've kind of caught me off guard here with this whole lid thing. I've never heard anyone discussing that. And because obviously for those people who have not been around St. Louis, the arch renovation used to have, and Sue, when she does traffic, she talks about what's called the depressed section, right? That confuses people who aren't from St. Louis,
yes.
But it's the area that goes underneath where the arch is. And for the longest time, that was not covered by what we refer to as a lid. When they did the arch renovations, that was part of it. But why would you want to expand the lid?
I don't know.
Okay.
I wouldn't want to. I was opposed
to
opposed to what they've done already, not because it was a bad idea. I thought it was a good idea, but they should have used tourism dollars, not transportation dollars.
Yeah, I see what you're
saying. Transportation dollars should be spent putting more lanes on I-70 in St. Charles.
Right.
Instead, we used it for the lid. Same thing with the loop trolley. I mean, I voted against the loop trolley.
Oh my God, Steve, the loop trolley.
Not because I thought it was a bad idea.
It was.
If you're going to do it, use tourism dollars.
Right.
Don't use transportation dollars.
So then when it comes to the problem, man, I have gone a couple of weeks now in the last 5 weeks to Columbia for football games.
Yeah.
And it had been a little bit since I'd been on the road through, you know, 6440 to I-70 and then the rest of what's going on. I had seen a lot of the construction on the I-70 expansion that was closer to mid-Missouri, you know, past Fulton, if you will, or, you know, 54. But I mean, you got a lot going on right now in St. Charles County on this project, right?
Yeah, we do. And this week they were going to start cutting down trees so they can do the actual railroad bridge. I called them a couple weeks ago because they were working on everything but the railroad bridge. And I said, what's the problem?
Yeah.
You know what the problem was?
No.
They had to wait till October 15th to cut down trees because they didn't want to interfere with the breeding habits of the Indiana bat.
You have got to be kidding me.
No, I am not kidding you.
See, this is the kind of stuff.
If I had the president's ear, that would be the.
Oh my
gosh.
That
would be one thing I'd tell him. Hey, go fix that.
Is the bat okay? It's unreal. You know, I mentioned this earlier on the show, and you are exposed to this all the time, and I don't mean to be repetitive, but I have this little, if Sue is here, she'd be making fun of me. I have this little project that is near my home in St. Louis County. I live kind of on the border of Jeffco in St. Louis County. Mm-hmm. It's out near 141 and 44. Paradise Valley Golf Course is back there, mm-hmm. and I live across from that. So there's this little road called Hillsborough Road. We call it Twisty Turny. Well, they've had the damn thing closed down since. It's a disaster. Valley Park has screwed this up, and we're all thousands of people inconvenienced, not just me. But I bring it up because I was poking around in the spring and I wanted to know how the money was being spent, right? So the guy, Nathan from Valley Park, who's been relatively receptive, he sends me the contracts, all this stuff. And I start making the mistake of reading through this language, Steve, and the boxes, the DEI stuff, the minority contract, all that. I don't know how you get any project off the ground. When I read, I'll tell you who does well, the damn lawyers. It's the lawyers who are winning here because they have to write up all that language and then people are supposed to interpret it and hire accordingly, right?
The equity thing at East West Gateway has been my biggest headache.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Okay. I'm for equal opportunity, but I think one person driving in a car is equal to the another person
right.
driving in a car. Well, you know, during the Biden years, they actually had in their DEI stuff, we had to look at how we treat communities of people, not individuals. And we had to have equal results for disadvantaged neighborhoods.
Right, of course you did.
Okay?
Yeah.
And of course, you know, all this stuff, it's just the thing I'm most proud about being American and what we've achieved in the last generation or two is creating a meritocracy. Okay, where people like me, whose parents were not well educated, you know, could get a good education and could move forward, and based on merit. But what are we doing now? We are actually sending more money to the city because back in 1960 they built I-44 through the Ville and they destroyed that neighborhood. So we now owe them some kind of reparations. Based on transportation dollars
right.
for what happened back then?
That's what we're hearing.
It's crazy.
Right? Yeah, it is. So let's get back to Steve Almond's here. He's the St. Charles County executive. He announced today that he is re-entering the race. And here is, I mean, we got to be a little honest here about some of this stuff because I call balls and strikes. But former State Senator Bill Eigel, who I think it would be an understatement to say is a bit of a rabble-rouser, right? Had some moments in Jeff City that were interesting the past few years. He is running in this race for St. Louis County Executive. So he, St. Charles County Executive. So he issues a statement saying, St. Charles County needs bold conservative leadership to prevent the economic stagnation that has become standard with Steve Elman in recent years. Property taxes have never been higher. Soulless apartment complexes are turning St. Charles into St. Louis City 2.0. And corporations are vying for natural resources for the data centers and getting rich off city-driven special tax abatements at the expense of the people. All the while, Steve Ellman has been sleeping, literally sleeping. That's what he says. Steve promised he would retire and let a new generation of energetic conservative leadership guide our country after he's held that office for more than 20 years. I intend to hold Steve to his commitment on retirement. And I guess he puts a picture in here of the meeting last night, which he claims you were sleeping.
Well, I can show you the text from my wife that I checked.
At that very time?
At that time, and I was looking down at my phone, yeah.
So what I've said,
But here, more importantly, Mark, you know, taxes, we haven't raised property taxes in St. Charles County since I've been there, and we get zero property tax for our general fund. Only 5.6% of our total revenue comes from property taxes, and we were the only people in St. Charles County who actually froze the personal property taxes for the last three years.
Yeah. So where does the majority of the money come from then?
In our case, the majority of money comes from sales taxes.
Okay.
And, you know, thank God we've had a great economy, and we continue to under our president now. And as long as we have a good economy, we don't need property taxes, and we'll keep looking for ways to get rid of the property taxes that we're doing now.
But if we're being honest here, one of the reasons you're getting into this race is because you don't want Bill Eigel to run St. Charles County. I mean, isn't that a fair assessment?
You may think that I couldn't possibly comment.
Why? I mean, that's what it is.
Because this is,
but
this
Steve,
is
a... come on. That's what I mean. I know Bill. We a lot of us know Bill, right? And one of the things that I said when I've made this comment a couple of times when there was a Twitter exchange with Senator Eigel a couple of years ago, someone was like, "Get in the hell, Bill." And I understand people want to fight, but what I said was, as long as I've known Bill, he has given him hell, right? But I don't know what he's actually accomplished. So he was an obstructionist in the Senate. I think that personally, I don't know much. I'm just a guy who talks on the radio. This is a little bit of a different skill set to run an entire county and be the executive. But, I mean, Mike Elam was going to run for this race. He's now pulling out because he's going to defer to you. He always said that if you were going to be in the race. But that's a big reason, isn't it?
Well,
you can say yes, Mark. Yeah. You're right. You can just make some news today. Come on,
you know,
man.
It's I'd like to talk about my qualifications and not start on the very first day criticizing, and you know. But the fact is, there's a real difference in styles between Bill Eigel and myself, and you know, there's conflicts all over the place in politics. I try to avoid conflicts with other Republicans. Bill seems to treasure conflicts with other Republicans. That gets him a lot of coverage,
a lot of attention.
I could get a lot of attention if I fought with our people on our council. You know, we don't agree with everything all the time. And of course, in St. Louis County, they fight all the time. And so a lot of people know a lot more about their council members and know a lot more about their county executive. But we tend to, even though we don't agree, we'll work things out and we'll come out and we'll be together. That's why the big difference here is I love conflict, but not with other Republicans. I enjoy the conflict we have with the progressive Democrats in the city that I've been talking about, who want to defund the police, who want to go ahead and give away transportation dollars based on race. So those are the people I've been fighting and trying to avoid the inner party fighting that's been going on elsewhere.
Well, let me ask though. Steve Ellman's here, St. Charles County Executive. One thing that I've heard from people outside of Bill Eigel, and he mentions it in the release, and I want your take on this. Look, I moved to St. Louis in 1979. I remember I had a friend of mine who worked at a little video store in St. Charles County. I mean, there's nothing there, right? You've seen the growth. People from this area have seen how much it's exploded over the years, and it's been enviable, I think, to the region in particular. But you know, I have heard people say, look, one of the reasons that we love this area is because there's more of a rural feel to it. There is an opinion that because of the growth, there has been too many apartments and things like that moved in and perhaps destroyed some of the rural parts of St. Charles. I've heard that from people. What's your reaction to that? Because with growth, you have infrastructure issues, and then there's people that don't want as much growth because of the aesthetics, et cetera.
That is the second thing that you brought up about apartments. I've been around for 20 years, and St. Charles County has not approved an apartment complex in that entire time. There's too many apartments, I agree. But they've been approved by cities. They are in the
cities. Within the county. Yeah.
If that's he becomes county executive, he's not going to be able to keep the cities from doing apartments. But we haven't been doing those apartments. He talked about data centers. Well, the data center controversy was the city of St. Charles.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Not St. Charles County. Okay, so, you know, there's things he may not like, but they're not going to be things that you can affect as the county executive.
Sounds like Zoran Mamdani in rent control in New York City. I mean, that's exactly, he's promising all these things that he simply can't do.
Well, you know, the same thing was true of some of the things he tried to do in Jefferson City. I'm all for trying to do something about property taxes, you know, you can't affect property taxes by being county executive except the small amount that we do. If you want to affect county property taxes in St. Charles County, run for a school board.
Yeah.
Run for the ambulance district. Run for a fire district, because those are the people who actually set the property tax rates.
We have a big one in Rockwood coming up next week, and, you know, it's Prop S, and it's a pretty significant. It's a 45-cent, you know, increase to the levy. I've made it clear, and I'll just say it again here. I'm voting for it because I have a 10-year-old daughter in Rockwood. I'm worried about teacher retention. It's a pretty big hike, right? So I've had neighbors who have approached me and said, look, and I've admitted, Steve, look, if I didn't have a child in the district right now, would I be supporting it? Maybe I wouldn't be, because I do think that there's resource allocation issues, et cetera. I'm most concerned about teacher retention. I love my daughter's school, and I'm, you know, I've made the personal decision to vote for it. I'm not so sure it's going to pass, though, because there is that anti-tax sentiment out there.
Well, I used to be a teacher in Rockwood, so
I don't remember that. I do remember that. That's right.
I left there and went back to law school, and
so you were a teacher before you went to law school.
Politician instead of an educator.
What were you teaching?
I was teaching history.
Okay.
Yeah, and coaching basketball.
I didn't know that. That's right. Look at that. All right. Well, listen, thanks for coming in person. The race, you're off and running, right? You'll have
off
a primary in August, and then, you know, will there be a Democrat even on the ballot?
I don't know.
We'll you don't care either, do you?
We'll see. No, I think the issue will be decided in August.
How is our friend Kevin Killeen, who you swiped from Odyssey St. Louis and KMOX, and he's one of your press people?
He's doing great. He's great at what he does.
But you know what? We miss him, and I invoked his name. I was telling you this during the break. I really mean this, and you can share this with Kevin. You know, we're losing some longtime media people here in St. Louis that really held, or at least in theory, were holding people's feet to the fire. Ready Not, obviously, what happened. Pertzborn, good people who've been, you know, great members of the media for decades here in St. Louis. And that does not, you know, sit well with me, just because you have newbies that are coming in that just want to, you know, have social media presence and not really do any investigative reporting.
Kevin is loved by his colleagues, but he's not loved by all the politicians in the region. I can tell you that.
I believe that.
He does ask the tough questions, and he doesn't let you skirt it.
No, he doesn't.
He does the follow-up, too.
He's got that Kevin Killeen style. Steve Ellman, great to see you. Thank you so
much. Mark.
All right, take care.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson. On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers, the celebrity guests? Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.